Midwest Guys presents Gotham Watch.
Yay, Gotham!
Tell Sal it's over. The guns are bought. The killing room is waiting. He doesn't know it, but he's a dead man. On second thought, I'll tell him myself.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Gotham Watch. Today we will be reviewing Azrael. With me today is Mr. Brian Eichenbauer.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, B? It's just me and you tonight.
Yep, Aaron's off tonight.
He's off tonight, and that means we're kicking it old school. Back to the original cast and crew.
The dynamic duo.
Here we go.
Wait, are you Batman or are you Robin?
Does it matter?
I don't guess not.
Do you want to be Batman?
I'm Batman.
All right. There you go, Batman. All right, so let's get into Azrael. So it opens up with Gordon confronting Doctor Strange. He plays a little cat and mouse game with him here. Do a little bit of back and forth and a little bit of bluffing on Gordon's part. It was pretty fun. It was nice to see, I guess, Gordon maneuver Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I mean, I really like this part and the whole playing back and forth, like, you know, they each tried to one-up each other.
Yeah.
Right? And eventually Gordon got the upper hand, and he was just like, here's a warrant.
Right.
And he was like, well, and you know, you just tell Strange the frustration, and he's like, that's all I needed to see.
Yep. And nothing. There was nothing in the pouch.
There was nothing in it yet.
Yeah, it totally screwed him over. That's pretty funny. Or outsmarted him. Okay. So that moves us on to the Arkham scene. Riddler now is in Arkham. And he's already kind of playing, I don't know if he's playing leader, if he's playing psychiatrist here.
Puppet master, I would say.
Yeah, I guess that's probably a good word. Puppet master, I like that. And he's kind of, he's the puppet master of everybody inside, right? So, Enigma even tells Strange everyone has a story, right?
Right. Well, what it starts with is the two inmates that are trying to kill each other.
Right. And he breaks up the fight.
And he breaks up the fight and then acts like it's a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like...
He sits there and talks to it.
And he makes... All of a sudden, he makes everybody okay with everything. And then that's where you see Gordon walk by.
Mm-hmm.
And Gordon's, you know, and he's like, see you never.
So just a little rubbing going on there.
But yeah, everyone has a story, which I think is fitting because, you know, we're getting all the backstories of all the villains.
Yeah.
And so, like, everyone has a story. Like, yeah, everyone does have a story.
Yeah. That was Strange you said that to Enigma. I think I misquoted. No?
No, it was Enigma.
It was Enigma, that's
Enigma
right.
Enigma said, because then Enigma went around the room. And
because he plants the idea inside Strange to start putting stories in people. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. So, in roundabout way, Enigma is starting the whole, I guess, the supervillains in Gotham in a way.
Kind of, yeah.
He's the
catalyst.
Catalyst for it.
Mm-hmm.
So again, Strange has the epiphany on how to control Azrael. He's going to create the whole story of Azrael, which is part of his... I guess he was an assassin for the Dumas family.
Yeah, and like whatever century it was. So he was part of the lore, the myth of the Dumas clan.
Yeah.
And he talked about in their Bible...
You know, right.
The book of the Dumas or whatever.
Right.
So he was talked about in there. And that he realizes that's what he's talking about when he's mumbling in the cell, you know, in that room. He's basically mumbling and or repeating everything he's learned.
Right. From the cult.
Yeah.
And he even convinces him that his old life is demons that are trying to
persuade him. Yeah, anything that you think you remember is a falsehood.
Yeah, and that Strange is his father.
Yeah, Strange is his father.
Sending him out to kill Gordon. too funny. Okay, so... So, Riddler tries to figure out what Strange is hiding. He kind of stumbles across them vanishing down the hallway, I guess. And he says, aha, puzzle to solve. And he goes right to work, right?
Yep.
He says... So, of course, he loves puzzles. He's the Riddler, so why not, right? So, kind of a cool little thing. He uses the inmates to get him, I think, what was it, vinegar, a bug zapper, some. Yeah. It wasn't vinegar. It was ammonia.
It was ammonia, bug zapper, and bobby pins.
That's right. Yeah, kind of a MacGyver moment.
And then the one shows up with a fly swatter.
Swatter.
And he's like, "No, why would I want that? It's just leather on a stick." And he's like, "But they both kill flies." And he's like, "But that's not what I need it for."
A little bit of a joke, and then you see him lick the fly swatter. It's kind of nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Azrael attacks Gordon and the commissioner while Gordon is trying to convince the commish about Strange creating monsters. And all of a sudden, Azrael shows up.
Yeah, like so he says he's creating monsters and everything else.
Yeah.
And the commish is like, "Oh, no," or the commish.
I know. I call him the same thing. Captain.
Captain.
Yeah.
Says, "No, you know, it's in your mind. He's not doing that, whatever." And then all of a sudden, in the darkness, they can hear somebody land.
Yeah.
And they're like, who is that? Who's there?
Yeah.
And he's like, "James Gordon. Almost basically, it felt like a scene from Arrow, and he's like, "You have failed the city." It wasn't he failed the city, but
it's close. Yeah,
he was close to that.
He's also kind of Batman-esque, right? Because he's jumping around and
the similarities between Azrael and what Batman becomes that we know of Batman,
right,
is uncanny.
Yeah,
and we even get to see that when Bruce is witness to it.
Right, he's like staring,
and you can tell he's like, it's like a 10-year, like a 5 to 10-year-old range watching the TV and just mesmerized by it.
Yeah,
and this is one of my favorite parts. Even while Bruce is watching Azrael escape the cops and all the gunplay and everything up by jumping through the shadows and climbing the walls and everything,
yeah,
you'll almost hear that Batman soundtrack.
Almost. It's close.
It's darn close to the Batman theme song. You're like,
"Yeah, they're doing it on purpose."
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, totally. They're teasing us big time. So, but anyway, so eventually it turns back to Penguin. He's still in the mansion. His stepmother is still dead at the table.
Oh, yeah, there's flies all around her?
Yeah. He starts watching TV, and he sees Azrael on there. And he basically becomes, I don't know, he goes a little bit nuts again, because obviously Galvant is alive.
Oh, yeah, it's his psycho side. And you can just tell he's like, "I killed him."
Yeah.
He's alive.
He's back.
And then all of a sudden, you can just see it twitch, and he's like, "I get to kill him again."
Yeah.
Because that was the one thing he told Strange was, "My only regret is that I can't kill him again."
Yeah, so he's literally getting his wish.
Mm-hmm.
So
we flash back to the precinct.
Yep, and the keys give... Commission's giving his big speech to find Azrael, to everybody, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jumps to Strange, telling Miss Peabody that he wants to put... characters into people's heads. Yeah, this is so he starts, you know, this is where he gets his idea. You see the book Alice in Wonderland in his head. Mm-hmm. And it's the Mad Hatter, obviously.
Yep, it was the Mad Hatter he was talking about. He was reading the passage.
Yeah.
For the Mad Hatter, and it's just like, oh my gosh. So I'm hoping that we'll see that, because we get to see another villain too. A pretty prominent villain come out of Doctor Strange's lab. They don't really introduce us to him. All we do is get a glimpse of him in the hallway.
Yeah, I think that's the next episode down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So we back to the precinct. Azrael attacks the GCPD, and Gordon, he kills a bunch of cops. I tell you what, the GCPD has a hell of a turnover rate just for murdered cops,
no,
it seems like, right?
I mean, they put together a special task force to get killed. And then it seems like once a week there's somebody that comes in and shoots up the place. And they lose 4 or 5 cops. It's like, I would not want to have a desk in the center of that room.
No, I went full bot. I would like the Iron Man suit, please. If
no, you're kidding.
You know? So basically, they chase him to the roof. Azrael appears to be superhuman. They shoot him. He's got armor on, and it just kind of bounces off of him, kind of sort of. And
yeah, because they're down there by the jail cell.
Yeah,
and they shoot him, and he looks like he's dead.
Yep.
And they're like, "That was crazy. I can't believe that." And while they're talking, you can see in the background, Azrael stands up, and all of a sudden the commish goes, "Okay, let's go. I got a bigger gun in my. I got a bigger gun upstairs."
Yeah.
And so they take off on the run. And it kind of looks like they get split up, I guess. like Gordon, I guess, goes for the bigger gun, and then the commish goes upstairs.
He gets the pipe
all the way to the attic or the roof.
Rooftop, that's right.
Because they got cars parked up there.
Yeah, and he's got like a pipe, and Azrael has his sword, and they get in, I guess, a minor fight between the pipe and the sword. He ends up breaking his fake sword.
Right, right. And he's like, "No way, is that possible?
That can't be possible." So, during the fight, it kind of reveals that Azrael is Galavant, and
the
Commish is kind of like,
because the Commish hits him across the head, knocks his mask off.
Yeah,
and when he turns around, he sees him. He's like, "But
you're supposed to be,
but dead. You're dead."
Yeah,
and he's like, "Not anymore." And then stabs him with the half of the sword
right in the gut. So I thought. But he ends up in the hospital, but I actually thought they were going to kill him off right there.
I did too, because that plays perfectly into Gordon becoming the commish, because they even talked, and he said, "One day you'll run this place."
Or maybe one day you should run this place. And he's like, maybe I will someday, you know.
Right. kind of teased at it.
Yeah, big time. So we pan over, and his sister sees the footage, I guess, on the news of Galavant.
Well, yeah, because Gordon gets that gun. And he shoots him, and then Galavant falls off of the roof and lands on the car in front of the police precinct.
Yeah.
And the news reporter was reporting that somebody had broken in, and they were shooting at the place and everything else.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you see it's Galavant getting off there. Mm-hmm. Right? And then they do the pan through reactions across the city.
Right, because they see him get up off the car rooftop. That's
right. Right, so we get the pan through his sister.
Yep.
And the only reason why we see it is because Barbara was flipping through the channels.
Yeah, she's doing like, she's crazy. She's
yeah, going, like a crazy flipping through the channels, right? And then where they leave it happens to be on the news channel where they show that.
That's right. I forgot about that. That's funny.
And then they go to Penguin, I guess. Was Penguin next?
Yeah, I think Penguin's next. That's where he says, "Hello, friend. Can you tell me, you know,
blah, blah, blah. Hello, old friend."
Right.
Yep.
Yep. And basically, it's, you know, Penguin and Butch kind of deal, right? Yeah.
Not yet. And then, and then Bruce sees the footage, and then Alfred says, "What the hell is happening to this city?" And then Bruce replies, "Strange is behind it, and it's nothing good."
Yeah. So it ends with Enigma finding the hidden elevator. He goes down the elevator, and he starts seeing all the subjects and stuff, and he kind of says, "Oh, boy." I think that's where the scene ends, right?
Yeah. He says, "Oh boy," and that's like the end of the scene. Yeah. And you can hear moaning, but you can't really make anything out.
No. It just sounds like a bunch of crazy people inside rooms going absolutely nuts.
And then as we end the episode, it's a Gordon walking out of the precinct, right? With the precinct in the background. I mean, really dramatic shot. And then they pan out to the bridge that's in the background. And on the top of the bridge
is Azrael
watching Gordon come out of the...
Kind of like Batman.
Yes.
Yeah, very Batman-esque. The whole thing was teasing about Batman. I mean, just... They're using Azrael, who's obviously a nutcase, but to tease us with glimpses of the Bat.
Because, so. I mean, when he got brought back, he had very, like, superhuman strength almost.
Well, you know, before he got killed, he beat the shit out of Gordon. So he had some skills to begin with.
Right, but this one, watching the specific scene I'm talking about is when we're watching Bruce watch him.
Right.
He jumped like 8 to 10 feet in the air to grab a hold of something and then jump somewhere else without any grappling hooks, without any... It was like...
Yeah.
And you know you couldn't do that before.
True.
So it was like he did have extra strength.
He was enabled somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. All right, so let's just real briefly, favorite scenes. I'll start we each got three. I'll start with my third one, which was watching Bruce see Azrael, seeing his future. I think that was one of yours as well.
That was actually my number two. And it was when, you know, we get to hear that Batman music.
Right, I mean, come on.
It was that giant teaser that we've been waiting for. Yeah. Basically, watching Gotham, we're waiting to find out how he transforms into Batman, and we kind of get that Batman theme, like, oh, that's what I want to be. Because it looked very Batman-esque.
Very foreshadowing, very much so. What was your number three, Brian?
My number three was Enigma's problem-solving skills. Showing off his mastermind criminal status.
Yeah.
You know, everyone has a story, and then the whole him figuring out all the stories, him figuring out how to manipulate people.
Yep.
Like, almost instantly in this, like going into this prison.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
Shows his extreme intellect, anyway. Yeah. Nothing else. Mm-hmm. I mean, and his Riddler-esque thing. My number two was Gordon outsmarting Strange in the meeting. Obviously, we talked about that at the beginning of the podcast.
I like that one.
Yeah, very good. What was your number one? I took your number two, I guess.
My number one was the Gordon Enigma conversation there at the beginning of the episode. Yeah. And he's like, he was like, Gordon, blah, blah, blah. And they had this interaction. And then Gordon, like this, like, almost laughing. He's like, see you never, Ed.
Like a fuck you, pal. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, pretty funny. Obviously, my number one was Strange putting the stories and the resurrected criminals, a.k.a. the Mad Hatter scene, mm-hmm. obviously.
Yep.
Very, very cool. Very cool. All right, so we've gone over the episode pretty well, so let's go right to final thoughts and grades. All right, Brian. Yeah, please.
Okay, I'll start it out. Well, I'm going to give it an A. I mean, this...
Oh, yeah.
We've been talking about this show hitting its stride, and this, man, this episode, we, you know, it was funny, because we were worried.
Yeah, we were worried.
When we heard Gallivant was coming back, we're like, oh, my God, we thought we got rid of him.
Yeah.
What the hell? And then to see Gallivant kind of almost be the catalyst that starts Bruce down that path of watching what he does.
Yeah.
The battle. Oh, my gosh. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
I hope we see more of the development in the Batman Epiphany storyline, and maybe we'll see the Mad Hatter soon.
I hope so. That would be really cool to see, and who knows who else we might see show up
down the line. What about you?
I would give it an A as well. Again, I said the same thing. It's really finding a stride. I really feel bad for everybody who gave up on this show, you know, and walked away definitely. From it. Because, wow, they're really missing it. I mean, I love the alternative storyline and the villain creation because Wayne Industries is ultimately responsible in a roundabout way, you know, Indian Hill. So that makes it that much more personal to Bruce to try to stop these villains and kind of that create that one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously the foreshadowing of, you know, Batman through Azrael, you know, or at least getting Bruce to start thinking that way.
Right, exactly.
Pretty damn cool. Mm-hmm. So. All right, so where can you find us before I completely lose my voice today? you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, email, our YouTube site, our Podbean site where all our audio podcasts are stored. Everything you can find just by going to a search engine and typing in the number 4 Midwest Guys. It'll pull it all up for you. And make sure you reach out to us, especially on Twitter, email, and Facebook. Send us your questions. I would love to do questions for Gotham, like a question and answer session.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious to hear what characters you guys want to see on Gotham. Because I know there's certain ones we want to see, but who do you guys want to see? I want to see if we're on the same page.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Where can people find you on Twitter, by the way, Mr.
You can find me at AnkZone. That's AnkZone.
Yep, and you can find me at BWilly1977. You can also reach us both at the number 4 Midwest Guys as well. So, by the way, we're up over almost 1,100 now, and I know you're well over 2,000 by now.
Right? Yeah, like over 2,300.
Yeah, awesome. So keep following us. Tell your friends. Get out there, but we definitely want to hear back from you. So, Brian, thanks for joining us, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And for the dynamic duo saying, see you in same bat time, same bat channel.